This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're joined now by John Pinchon, the St. John's Prep lacrosse coach. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, here we are again. Spring comes so quickly, and you guys already have a game under your belt. So I'd like to talk about that one first, and maybe we can backtrack and take a look at the makeup of the team in general. But tell me about your first game on Saturday against Acton-Boxborough.
It was a good early season game. They're one of the best teams in the state, so it was great to get out and be able to play them about as early as we possibly can that second week into the season there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we just got a lot of stuff that we can get better at from the film, but that's why we play teams like that early season, just trying to get better.
How much can you do, I mean, a week of practice and so on before a game like that to get ready? I'm sure that sort of general practice at first, then you start to fine-tune it?
Yeah, it's very unlike a lot of these, a college program, they have all fall and all winter to prepare. We are putting in our very basic stuff, trying to make sure everybody knows where to go. So I think, at the high school level, these early season games are very, it's about what we do and not so much scouting and preparing for what they do. It's limiting our turnovers, making sure we don't have any mental mistakes, and just trying to be simple and do the fundamental things well. And I think we did a decent job of that. Later in the season, there'll be a lot more game planning and matchup stuff.
Mm-hmm. The culture of the team, Coach, because it has had so much success, I think that probably you have to you rely on your senior leaders to sort of make sure that everybody understands what we're doing here and keep your head on straight.
We try to. I think it's always a challenge. Each high school team, each season is unique. There might be returning players, but those returning players have matured and they've gone through different experiences. And for example, our hockey team just had tremendous amount of success, so we bring those hockey guys in coming off a state championship season with their own hockey culture. How we mesh that into what we do is something that we really try and focus on. It is nice when you have returning players who are well versed in the culture, because I think it makes it easier. We still teach and install our culture the same way every year, but when guys have been through it for a couple of years and they've really bought into it in the past, I think it's a lot easier to get them mm-hmm. to replicate and pass on those lessons to younger kids.
The competition at the prep in all sports is something to watch, and it's great for fans to watch. Do the kids the student body support one another from say what, September to June?
Yeah, I think so. The state championship for the hockey team at the Garden 3 weeks ago, that was the night before our first day of the season, and I think pretty much everyone on the lacrosse team or who's trying out for the lacrosse team was there supporting the guys on the hockey team. So I think there is a good fan support across different seasons. Soccer and volleyball and all the sports our guys like to get out and watch.
All right, I want to ask you about the makeup of the team this year, and the most familiar name to me, because we covered hockey so much this season, is Jake Vanna. But maybe we could start there, and you could tell me about your captains and the makeup of the team and how it's comprised this year.
Yeah, I mean, Jake's outstanding. He's been with us this is his fourth year now. He's just an outstanding competitor, soccer, lacrosse, and hockey. He is really talented and athletic, so he's just he's an all-around great kid. We're really lucky to be able to work with him. There's other great seniors as well. Jack Doherty, Kurt Schillinger, Andrew Klein, guys who really have been with us for the last 3 or 4 years and have really stepped up and really helped lead this program. And we have a great group of juniors this year. I think that's for the first time ever, we've had the most juniors I've ever carried. Really deep, excellent players in the midfield at the defensive side. So guys like Sam Wilmont, Ryan DeLucia, Jack Weissenberger defensively, Nick Shibley, and then we have a junior goalie, Austin Kitsis, back there. So I think defense will be a strength of our team this year. They look really good, and they've been aggressive early early on, and then you know, if we can develop some more offensive guys to fill some voids from last year, I think we'll be all right.
Sounds good. What's the upcoming schedule like this week?
We play BC High on Thursday, and then we only one game this week, so that Thursday game, mm-hmm. and then we have CM and Malden Catholic next week.
All right, the level of competition in the Catholic Conference is well known. However, you also have to schedule these out-of-conference games like you did with AB, and strength of schedule as you go down the line starts to kick in. It's funny, John, do you concentrate on the league, and you know that's every coach's goal, I think, is to win the league. But then comes a certain point in the season into this most recent system where you start looking at the power rankings. So what's that out of conference schedule look like?
I think we have a really we benefit from playing in the Catholic Conference. The Marian Catholic Memorial, BC High are really strong. St. John Shrewsbury really strong. So from a rank. From the power ranking standpoint, when the power rankings come out, we benefit from playing a really strong league schedule.
Mm-hmm.
That allows us to schedule some games. We're playing a couple teams that are out of state, which don't really help our ranking per se. The way the formula works out, that you know we're playing Staples, Connecticut. They're one of the best teams in the country. That win or lose, that won't really impact our ranking because they don't play other Massachusetts teams, but it'll make us really it'll really stress us. They're really good, so that'll make us better. Same thing with Bishop Gurdon. Bishop Gurdon does play a few more Massachusetts teams, so that does impact the rating a little bit more. But they're a really strong team, so it gives us a good opportunity to go out and just see some other schools. And then in state, obviously Acton, Boxborough, Andover, Billerica, Hingham, those schools are really strong, and they have traditionally, you know, they've been in the playoffs. They've really had good seasons. So playing them helps us get better as well.
You're the first coach I've ever heard use the word they stress us. We need to be stressed, but I understand that. I get that. No, that's great. I'm looking forward to following you guys and seeing what you do. Any concerns, Coach, about the team? I mean, you mentioned strength starting with defense, but I imagine at this point you're just kind of making overall assessments, knowing what you know about these kids.
Yeah, I think we want to kind of shake out the stuff and sort these things out early, and I think right now we're trying to really force the issue on some things, figure out which guys can play, figure out some culture stuff, so... It's early season. You know, we're on day 15 of our season. We're in practice 11 right now, so we'll see where we are at practice 40 and day 75.
Okay.
You know, we'll talk then, and hopefully we'll have seen some growth.
And it'll go so fast. I mean, I know the days are long, but the weeks go by. Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations on the first win. Good luck this week.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Take care. That's John Pinchon, who is the lacrosse coach at St. John's Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.